Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. That's why D'Aussie's here.
That's right.
Because Falls Count Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Steve D'Aussie's in the house. We have talked some football today. We did give Steve about a three-minute college football segment. Just a preview, just a little test.
Right.
You know, what you're going to get tomorrow on these airways beginning at 4 o'clock.
Damn right.
You and Butch Stearns and John Meter Perel.
Who? Huh? Am I on with?
What?
You
am
didn't
I
tell
on
me that.
Steve D'Aussie show?
You didn't tell me that.
Leading into the
sorry,
I thought I was going to have 3 hours of ranting about about how people disrespect Boston College and everything Boston College is trying to accomplish.
It might turn into that.
I'm not talking about the football team. I'm talking about the educational,
just the school in general.
Right.
I thought the school's pretty good.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. No. Yes, it was. Yes, it was excellent. Right. Yes.
That's what I meant.
Right. Right.
Very nice.
What a heartbreaker this is going to be.
Sure is.
Yeah, that was you know what, that was a solid 3 minutes.
Yeah,
you know,
we tried to work it in. We were a little I have to speak for myself. I was a little disappointed because I thought I had specifically paid Keefe off to leave the Bruins score out of the award-winning trending. Now
part of the trending, part of the news, had to report it. And they were terrible.
It was awful.
They were bad.
And the Celtics, as you just heard during the award-winning trending, now
thank you, Dale.
Moments ago, were down 22 to the Phoenix Suns.
But
found a way to come back.
They can't stop that Devin Booker. He has now scored 108 points in the last two games.
He's like really good against them, huh?
He is awesome. He's a good scorer against anybody, but he's really good against the Celtics. But at least they were able to win that. Kyrie Irving, and he even had some comments after the game, too. Like, he's not going to allow them to get in too much of a funk, and he's not. And against a team like the Suns, that just shouldn't happen. Even a road game doesn't matter. They're bad. And so it wasn't a good shooting night for Jason Tatum. It really wasn't a good shooting night for everybody involved. And then, you know, Marcus Morris hits the huge shot after a great pass from Irving because all the attention went on Irving. So Morris hits the shot to send it to overtime, and then it was more Kyrie Irving there. So first win on the road trip for the Celtics.
Yay.
By the way.
Oh, a big one tonight.
Gordon Hayward back in Utah.
The big return. He's going to get booed.
Yeah.
He is going to get business there.
I don't think they would boo him there, would they?
But no, he is going to get the
way
business.
Way too nice in Utah to boo anyone.
I thought so, too.
They're going to boo him.
They're going to boo the pants off him. There was it the Salt Lake Tribune? No, that is going to be the opposite sound.
What?
That's the opposite sound. There was a gentleman who covers the Jazz. And you remember when he first
said,
you went nuts. And now maybe he doesn't speak for the entire fan base, but I do think there's going to be some.
He might sway the entire fan base, though.
He could. I mean, they're going to be angry, I think.
Is he the Bob Ryan of Salt Lake City? If that's the case.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward is screwed.
I will say yes, that he is.
I don't even know.
But I think he'll get the business. I think he'll. Now, the question is, like, will they boo him right away, or will they just boo him every time he gets the ball? Like, because there's always that whole thing. When, like, a player comes back to Boston.
Well, right. When they introduce the starting lineups, they'll give him a little tepid boo.
I think it'll be, like, mixed. Like, there'll be some people like, hey, he did it the right way while he was here. Like, stand up and cheer. Then there'll be people like, he left us! You cowards!
You deserted us.
Yeah, it'll be a mix. Because he was there for a long time, and he was very good. They drafted him. He got better every year. But I think why they're so upset was they could see the team starting to be really good. He was on some bad Jazz teams.
Yep.
Then by the end, they were pretty good. They were building something. They had Rudy Gobert. They just drafted Donovan Mitchell, or they would have. He didn't play. Gordon Hayward obviously didn't play with him, but they could have. I think they're upset that they're like, hey, here's the star player that we took a chance on, then he left us. So even though I'm with you, Steve, I think Utah is viewed as like a really nice fan base. I think with this, I think they're going to be upset.
They've got reason.
They think they
were left at the altar.
They were
about to cross over into being competitive, and all of a sudden their biggest star leaves.
Well, it's much like, you know, when that nice fan base in Dallas booed you on your return.
I don't think they even recognized me, to tell you the truth. My 5 years in Dallas were slightly unremarkable, but nonetheless.
Only slightly, though.
But it was the best part was that I had 2 years of where I got to slap Dallas around, then they got real good.
And then all of a sudden, it wasn't as easy. Wake-up call,
It wasn't as easy. I literally had two of my best games in my entire life against the Dallas Cowboys, and then all of a sudden, they became.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. That's Emmitt Smith I'm trying to tackle.
A little different.
Oh, he's really fast, isn't he?
Who was the guy before? Who was the guy before Emmitt? It wasn't Herschel Walker, right? There's somebody in between there.
Yeah, there was by committee. It wasn't anybody.
Yeah, okay.
So anybody important, you know?
But. And the other thing we've done here today is we have celebrated Mookie Betts winning the Hart and Hustle Award.
I'm just.
I mean, you guys celebrated.
I can't be happy
let's
for
be
the
honest
guy.
What it is.
I can't be happier for the guy
as
and
Lucy
his family.
Pointed out,
it's embarrassing. You wonder why baseball is losing fans?
Should we?
They're giving awards.
Should we
out
do
like
remote from when they actually when he presents the award? Should we go
yes.
do a remote there?
Hello.
I think that would be great.
I got some days off last.
As Lucy pointed out, the acronym is Heart and Hustle Award is HAHA. Which is
she
what,
couldn't be more
which
right.
Which is what Keith thinks about it.
That's how it's what
which
everybody
is
thinks about
why it.
It
has to be called the Scrapper Award.
The Scrapper Award.
That
is bad.
That embodies heart and hustle in one word.
Like not to get
stay
into
in
not to get into the whole wussification and everybody get and the everybody gets an award. Not to go down that road because that's been beaten to death. But that's what this is.
Right.
Heart and hustle.
Is
award.
It hard to yell at the kids on your front lawn from your basement?
No, I can see him. There's like a little lawn. Window in there. I can see him. I can spray him with the hose from there.
Even better.
I can get him. No
Even
problem.
Better.
I was just looking. The only two Red Sox who have ever won the award.
Oh, Dale, I don't care.
Are Mookie Betts and Dustin Pedroia.
Trot Nixon
right?
didn't win this thing?
He did not. It only goes back to 2005.
Trot Nixon had more heart and hustle
Mike
than
Mike Trout
could.
Won it 1 year. Albert Pujols won it 1 year.
I don't think Pujols has a lot of hustle. I feel like the bigger guys don't really hustle. They just can't. All the other guys you were mentioning were super scrappy. Like
see,
Gardner,
there you go.
The Scrapper Award.
Scrapper.
All right.
See?
It's awful.
It's growing on you, right?
It's awful. So this is even worse because when I saw the Red Sox tweet it out, I thought they meant like they were giving out an award.
No,
so now
no,
I don't
no.
blame them. So
no,
it's you're
a
off
major
the hook.
League.
Bill
well,
James,
sort of.
You're off the hook. It's a MLB problem. Next time we have Rob Manfred on the award, on the show,
I thought about this. I thought the Reds Scooter Jeanette got screwed on this whole ballot.
If your name
All
is
day.
Scooter,
how
do
you
not
win
the Scrappy Award?
All day,
you should
Scrapper, not Scrappy. Not You're still trying to make it like Scrappy Doo here.
Scrappy Doo.
No, it's Scrapper.
Who at one point was recognized as the most annoying television character on TV, and then that
Ever.
Sort of changed. And then they kind of rebooted him, and then he's now I think he's quite charming.
Scrappy Doo?
Yeah, I like Scrappy Doo.
Charming.
Not as much as Brad Miller, the former NBA player who had a tattoo of Scrappy Doo on his bicep.
Which is awesome.
That was awesome.
Which is
that
outstanding.
Was pretty good. Yeah.
In addition to the Heart and Hustle Award, which got awarded yesterday,
right.
the Silver Sluggers went out. Now, Mookie won one of those, too.
He probably, deserved that.
Probably a little more excited about
he
that.
He deserved that
So
one.
He's got a gold glove and a Silver Slugger, and he'll add an
and
MVP.
A Heart and Hustle. It's a clean sweep, really.
Yeah,
for
imagine
him.
That. What
and,
a year.
And J.D.
He
Martinez got
Young.
Two Silver Sluggers yesterday because one didn't get the job done.
Which one do you think he likes more? Which one is he more proud of?
His numbers were decidedly better as an outfielder than as a DH.
Except for he didn't play as many games.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He
so
played
like,
93
yeah.
games as a DH and hit .297, was really good. He played 57 games as an outfielder, started 57 games, hit .384. 16 home runs, 51 runs batted.
Like you're right. Like with the voting though, it's interesting. Like how many voted on put him on both ballots or both positions? How many just?
Oh, I think Steve hit the nail on the head. It was dope. Yeah.
How many were just dumb? Like he's an outfielder, right? Outfield,
yeah.
outfield.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so
you don't give two of those away. You just don't.
No, they never have.
Hasn't happened yet. But that's also like you'll see guys in the NBA at the end of the year, like when they do all NBA voting. And there's guard, forward, center. So, like, they all go by position in there. And there's so many kind of swing players that they don't know. And, like, that's
right.
why they're like, well, can Ben Simmons make it as a forward, even though he's really a point guard? But he's like, so that can get confusing at times.
Let me give you one bit of hockey news, if I may. The Bruins are practicing. Tuukka Rask was not at practice. And it kind of caught everybody's eye. And the Bruins have put out a release moments ago, a one-sentence release. Effective today, Boston Bruins goaltender Tuukka Rask has been granted a leave of absence relating to a personal matter.
Hmm.
That's it.
Huh.
Now, your first thought, obviously, is somebody in his family
right.
is not well.
Right. Hope everything's
And you hope that you know everything's fine. But Tuukka played last night. Didn't start, but ended up playing. The whole team was awful.
They were terrible.
Night. Start to finish.
Right out of the chute.
This was not Tuukka Rask's fault. It wasn't. It was
a
everybody's
lot,
fault.
Mean, yeah.
Well, anybody's fault.
Right.
And he wasn't at practice today. They had some anonymous guy wearing goaltender gear out there, along with Halak. I don't know who it was.
Some guy off the street they found.
Yeah. And then they put out a release moments ago that says, effective today, Boston Bruins goaltender Tuukka Rask has been granted a leave of absence relating to a personal matter.
Oh.
Well, there's no timetable put on it. I gave you the entire release, which is that one sentence.
So you'll get a ton of Halak going forward. Now, they'll call somebody up, right? They can,
yes,
they can
they
afford
will.
To
yes.
do that. They
yes.
can. They can
yeah, it'll be under emergency. And look, maybe maybe the leave of absence ends tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's who's to say. But as far as on the ice was concerned, Halak's worst performance of the season. You know, getting him yanked. Again, not everything was his fault. I mean, even like right away, you know, David Backes, I think, kind of let him down there, but on the first goal. But still, you know, 5 goals, 2 periods, or a period and a half, really, yeah. And then see you later. So that was tough. And now you're probably, depending on this, because there's uncertainty here, you're going to be leaning more heavily on him. So hopefully he can snap out of.
And you're right. It's rarely 100% a goalie's fault. We've seen bad games here and there, but you're right. There was nothing there for, almost from the get go. No help.
It's
no,
bad. And then seeing Louis Erickson score, I'm like, ugh, yeah. Louis Erickson stinks.
Yeah. And he scores twice.
Two goals on you. Yep. He had 1 goal on the season going into last night. And then he comes into Boston and scores twice.
All jacked and pumped.
Yeah, so the Bruins were scheduled to practice at 11:30. Practice started 20 minutes late. No Tuukka Rask when they got out on the ice. Now, it may well have been, you know, Bruce Cassidy was showing them really ugly video clips that, you know, and was lighting them up in that regard. But they start 20 minutes late. Tuukka Rask not out there. Then the Bruins release a statement saying he's been granted a leave of absence due to a personal matter. That is as much as we know, which is not a lot, but it's strange.
Yeah, and it's, like you said, it's got to be family-oriented or whatever.
That's what you would think.
It's the first thought that pops into your head.
Yep.
And then you wonder if he's been dealing with something all season long, and is that one of the reasons why he has not been very good?
Good point.
You know, you never know. Things happen. We've all had situations pop up, and some of them can be more immediate than others, or some could be, you know, this has been sort of a long process, and then something maybe has gotten worse. We don't know. That, again, as Dale said, not a lot of information there, but maybe a reason for some of his poor performance.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Now.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
I hear people. Okay.
But I'm not waiting for a doctor. I'm kidding.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
All right, here we are. It's a noon turdy, Dale. That means it's time for
Thank
a week in review
God.
On a Friday.
I can't
it's
wait.
Here. It's finally here. We have a week
the
to
Aussies
wrap up.
The Aussies is as excited as I am. He's just holding it in better
Steve
than I am.
Steve is very excited.
Love right. it.
Let's grade this. On Monday, Rob Ninkovich joins the show, as he always does, for an hour down at Gillette Stadium.
Like Rob.
Patriots
a lot of fun.
Monday. Rob's always a good time. Grade this. Let's do a scale of 1 to 10. This was Rob Ninkovich's impersonation of Peyton Manning
as he gets into his cadence and you move and then he'd Omaha and then
That's
he'd
nonsense.
then he'd go into his cadence and someone would move just an inch, he'd say check ranger check here, look him 50's a mic, 50's here, get away from, and you're like dang it.
So did everyone
50's like, down, I'm like yeah I am.
What do you guys think?
Not that good.
No.
Yeah.
It was like he wasn't commit. He didn't have heart or hustle, I feel like, as it relates to
that. You just won't let this go, will you?
I hate it so much. It really is.
He tried on the first Omaha.
And then
he gave up on it.
And then he was like, do I go back to it?
Check. Ranger.
No. That's not really a Peyton Manning impression, right? Like he kind of half-assed it.
Omaha. And then he
nonsense. What would you give it?
Not high-pitched enough.
No.
Oh, yeah, right. He kind of screeches
a
little bit at the line.
It's actually a little troubling.
Check. Ranger.
No.
I'll tell you what Manning, as much as I hate Manning, this is what he doesn't do at the line.
Yeah.
You don't really hear a lot of that. He's pretty certain of what he's doing.
Ranger.
Not a ton. In fact, Ninkovich's Belichick impression is pretty good.
It's really good, though.
His Manning one, less so.
Need some work.
Dale, you've been doing sports talk radio for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm curious if this has ever happened when you've gone to a call, you wanted to talk to Bruce. Bruce was in the, I forget what city he was in, but Bruce was on the line, so you went to him, and this is what we got.
Bruce is in Las Vegas. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, he's coming. 1 second.
Really?
Okay, oh, my.
Sorry about that.
Come on, Bruce. What? On Earth?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he probably had to pee. I mean, you know, everybody does.
Right? Sure, everybody does. That's
you
true.
Know, oh, God, now they put me on hold. I really got to go, honey.
Take the phone with you.
You could take
no,
the phone with
you. No, thank you.
What?
You I'd rather that? Listen to the lovely Mrs. Bruce than listen to him peeing.
Well, hey, no, but, 1 second.
Well, nobody, you don't take the, no, is that just me that takes the phone to the bathroom? No? Just
even for a pee?
I have
Steve,
taken.
No, you're taking
now,
a pee?
Here's
you,
the
put it on the, you put it on the sink next to you.
No!
Oh, you're lying now. If you talk, got nothing to do with the sink.
If you're talking to somebody, right? If you're talking to somebody, you put
yeah,
it on the
phone. Yeah, but he's on hold. Like, he could always hang up and call back.
He could.
Hey.
You want to stay in line.
I do.
Come on, Bruce.
I do take the phone to the bathroom. I'm ashamed to say.
Yes.
I never answer it.
Oh, so you have morals. See,
I never answer it in there.
Everybody's going to have a code, Dale.
You've never sent a buddy a picture?
No, he just searches.
Wait a minute. Let's back up a bit.
What?
What? You have sent photos?
No, you know,
of
no,
your
I mean,
poop to
no.
people?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's where you're going.
Yes!
No,
Steve
I wouldn't say that.
Has. Yes, you have, Steve.
No,
please,
I wasn't saying
Steve,
that.
Please.
I was saying about a picture of you on the toilet. I wasn't talking
oh,
about
that's
a
much
poop.
Better. That's
oh,
better.
Well, okay, then.
Right? A couple of thumbs up, a little selfie thumbs up. Guess what
better.
I'm doing?
No, that's true.
Pants down around your ankles.
But no, you just doing. Do it. You just make sure you have enough. You don't really show every. No. So anyway.
No.
Anyway, move along.
No.
Okay, I'll move along. One of the big topics this week was Kyrie Irving throwing the ball in the crowd in Denver after Jamal Murray was trying to get 50 points. They weren't playing defense anymore. He was on 48, so he took a shot at the buzzer and missed. Kyrie Irving threw the ball in the crowd, and, well, Mike called in. He thought we were making light of the situation.
I just want to circle back for a very serious issue.
Yes.
About tossing the ball in the crowds.
Very serious.
And you guys taking it lightly. I mean, Dale, you're old enough to remember the Marsha Brady horror story.
Did you see what her nose looked
she
like?
She got crushed.
I know. Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. Come on, take it a little bit seriously, okay?
He's got a point there.
We didn't
you have
consider
to admit,
any of
you know?
It. No, that was a good call by Mike.
And, you know, it could be ugly. The poor girl, whoever he killed up in the stands, services are coming this weekend.
Yeah, sure. He did get fined $25,000 for
that. T&Ps for whoever the victim was.
He chucked the ball in there. He goes, you don't deserve to keep the game ball because. And Danny Ainge stood by it, which I loved. And then Kyrie Irving went out and had a hell of a night last night.
He did.
Now he needed all 39 of them to beat the Suns. But hey. A win is a win. Dale, one thing you know about me is that I never fat shame. I am not a fat shamer.
You know
shamer.
What? I'll give you credit there. You don't.
I don't.
You have ugly shamed before, but not fat shamed.
Maybe. I don't even know. Maybe I have.
What about fat and ugly?
Well, that's tough. Maybe I'll focus more on the ugly. But even still, regardless.
Don't look at me when you're saying that. What is wrong with you?
You know, it seemed a little harsh
why are you looking
to me.
Right at
he
me when you say that?
Yeah. But what's wrong? Right? Well, listen, it's got nothing to do with
what's
Steve.
Wrong with you?
You've got so much heart and hustle, Steve.
Thank you.
I can't
see,
possibly
I bring something to the table.
One guy who I would say, I think fair to say, the nicest person that works at WEEI
thank
is
you.
Our producer. Oh. No, Steve, hold on.
Sorry. Calm down.
Jason Rossi is the nicest. Jason Rossi is. Eamon, you don't agree with that? Jason Ross is not it. Or you said Steve's, no.
Nah.
You don't nicest? Think Rossi? Who's the nicest person that works here? It's not a very competitive field.
Shime's up there, I
oh,
say.
Shime Time is very
Shime's
nice.
A really nice guy.
Shime's, well, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Who is in the studio in the control room right now? She's right there.
You think Lucy's that nice? No.
Did you hear
there's
Eamon?
A dark side to Lucy.
She's got a mean
for
streak.
Sure, for sure, yeah.
Evil.
She went and got me cough drops. She's very nice
oh,
right
that's
now.
That's true. Now, so I think Shime and Rossi are two of the nicest people, and it's funny that you mentioned that, Eamon, because these two were working together back on Tuesday, and I didn't see this coming. We were discussing how the studio is quite cold. They've decided to, you know, stop paying the heat, so it's very cold, and so that topic came up, and then Rossi took it in a direction I was not prepared for.
By the way, I know everybody in the building is gone except us. And the sales staff?
Are you suggesting they could still mix in some heat?
Well, did they decide, you know, there's not enough people to actually run the furnaces and stuff.
Well, no,
so
guess not.
They have taken the heat with them across the street because it has been ice cold here.
It's colder in here than it is outside.
I'm a bigger guy. Shime's got a little meat to him. He's thrown on a jacket.
Got a little meat to him.
Yeah, easy.
Got a little meat to him?
That may be a hefty guy, but that's
a little
kind of nuts.
I said
nice.
You got a cheap shot there, really.
I wasn't even listening to the
No, Shem's just minding his own business over there.
Over there, right. Trying to help him out with stuff.
Not even a little.
Rossi jumps on the mics and he's like,
everyone's all testy in here today.
You know who's got a little meat to
I think
him?
It's the cold.
That's Shem.
Jeez. Well, can we get back to the original point, which is
yeah, it's freezing
throw
here.
A log on the yeah. fire That's, in this damn place.
My point is, Shime's throwing on a jacket in here.
It is a bit nippy in here.
Yeah, it's... Well, did you see...
And he's fat.
Did you see
so that's it.
Caitlin's got the hat on, the hood.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
She's got the entire outfit going in there.
You only got to add a layer when you come inside compared to what you are outside.
It's a poor Shime.
It seemed a little harsh.
Just trying to make a living in there.
He's got a little meat on his bones. Imagine what they say about you when you're not in the room, Steve.
Right, of course.
It's mean. Just.
But you didn't even throw in, like, oh, with all due respect, or, hey, it looks good on you, or, you
with
know.
All due respect. Yeah, that's worse, I feel like. I think that's a little worse.
Yeah, throw a little buffer in there.
I learned when Diossi's actually in the room, I leave the whole pink pachyderm out of it. Right, I step away from that one.
Until now.
Until this moment. Oh, I forgot.
So now, also earlier in the week, as we were discussing the Kyrie Irving, you know, why he was upset at Jamal Murray, we were trying to find another analogy for it. And one thing that I brought up, and I'm curious, after this whole back and forth is done, I want to get Steve's thought on this. The whole idea of the victory formation and in football, and in sometimes when they don't have it lined up, the quarterback doesn't immediately take a knee. They kind of hover there for a few seconds and then go down. I think it's cheap. And then we got into an argument about that. Of all things, Dale and I this week got really upset with each other about the victory formation and whether or not it's cheap to steal a couple more seconds
Jerk.
At the end of the game. So here's part
I'm
of it.
Sorry.
No,
I
you,
didn't know this
no,
mic
you
was
are.
On.
No,
sorry.
You are, Dale. So this is we had to whittle this down because this lasted for two segments, I think. So here's just some of the highlights or lowlights, depending on how you feel.
You're trying to get it down to 40, so you stand there for 3 seconds first and then take the knee. That's what. Why
I don't
they,
know how you guys can't see this. Like,
but
that is the
why
cheapest
they do,
thing. That's
no,
the
that's
dirtiest
why they
thing.
Do what, what you're describing.
Yeah.
They're doing it just to kill more time.
Oh,
they're not doing,
oh.
Isn't that what you're doing?
Of course, Dale. What am I, an idiot? I know exactly.
Well, you sound like
no,
what?
No, I don't. You do. You sound like someone who's never played sports ever. Like, that is insane. To
Keith,
just stand
you're
there,
trying to get to zeros quicker.
Dale, oh my God, Dale, I understand. You're like, oh, they're trying to take time off? Really? Really? I thought they were just trying to taunt the other team.
So if he stands there
that.
For 3 seconds, you should dive at the knees
yes!
and try to take guys' legs
yes!
up.
Yes, yes.
You're
because,
a moron.
You're a moron. You sound like the least competitive person in the world, and you don't realize how intense it can be because these guys are trying to make a tackle, make a play or whatever, and now the victory formation, they don't move. Next time you see it, watch the defensive players. They barely stand up and they go into the offensive line because they know the quarterback is going to take a knee. If the quarterback doesn't, you're telling the defense it's full go. So do you want the defense to go full go?
No, they're not going to.
Then why can he just stand there and take his sweet time?
He's trying.
Why can he do that? Why can't the defense try to stop him from doing that?
Because they're not trying to do
Why
anything.
Not?
They're
Why
not? Because the quarterback's not trying to make a play.
I know, but
he's not trying
to take time off.
He's not trying to, trying to throw
he's
the ball.
He's trying to take time off.
More because the minute he kneels down,
I understand.
Then they blow the whistle.
I get how it works, Dale. So you can't just say, hey, guys, it doesn't line up perfectly, so we're just going to hold the ball for a while and don't play defense. That's insane. Let him play defense, but you're just run a play then. If you want to take time off the clock, hand the ball to the running back.
They don't
want
a handoff. They don't
no
want to
kidding,
take the
but
risk.
They can't. They can't do that because there's not enough time. I don't know how you don't see this. It's like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah, well,
I don't
get
it.
As long as you've got an explanation for
but
it,
that doesn't make any sense.
All right, so Steve,
first of all, we yes. both sound like 6-year-olds.
it happens.
I know yes. I am, but what about you?
And Steve, you've definitely been in that situation before.
Yes.
The quarterback can't take his sweet time, right? Isn't it understood, snap, knee?
Here's the thing. All you got to do if you're a quarterback, I've seen quarterbacks do it, but the smart ones will backpedal. They'll backpedal a little bit. And even if you tried to come through full on, he's still going to take that extra 3 seconds away just because he's backpedaling. So I've seen quarterbacks try to even drag the clock a little bit more. And when I've seen it in those situations, you know, you're taking a chance. You can't expect everybody to just sit there and let you have it. But I
feel like it's a weird play where, yeah, half the guys are going live, half the guys are kind of like, well, this is just, we know what's going to happen here. It's kind of inevitable. But then that can be more dangerous.
Well,
like, if you don't have the time, run an actual running play. Like, take the risk. Right. Like, that's what you're going to have to do.
Well, the other part of that equation is that if you're worried about cheap guys on the defense, guys that would take a shot at you, guys that
I'm
would,
not looking at you.
It would even no.
He might be. I'm not looking at you.
But, right, it's that that's that you've got guys like that. You got Avante Berfic that will come in and dive over the line at a quarterback trying to take a knee or something. So most coaches nowadays tell the offensive line, even in victory formation, to be alert just in case you know
it
someone's
does happen. Yeah.
Someone's being stupid. But you know, if you're gonna step back and try to drag time out a little bit, you know, I can see how it would piss some defensive players off. But most of the time they let it go. Most of the time they let it go. If it's a difference of, you know, 3 to 5 seconds, you're not gonna try to work the clock to give your team a chance at a 4 second comeback.
So. And when we were having our mature adult conversation earlier this week, you know, the point I was making was obviously it's not a 3-point game. I've never seen a team go from victory formation to having to punt the ball away. You know,
right.
You're up by 10, 14 more points. And I have seen Brady take the snap, wait, and then drop down on a knee.
Right.
You know, wait a second or two and then go down on a knee. I've seen him do it.
Right.
And I don't think if he did that, that the defensive players are then justified if they're diving at guys' knees.
If you're talking about a 2 or 3 second delay, no big deal. If you're back there trying to run out 5, 6, 7
you're doing
seconds,
Fran Tarkenton stuff or something.
A little
something.
Bit more, you know. Yeah,
I don't
see
like
him
it.
Coming
I don't
after,
like it, whatever it is.
You know, but if to take a couple extra seconds here, maybe 3 seconds off, I don't think anybody's going to have that big a deal with it because more often than not, you're not taking a knee when you're up. When it's if you are, it's for one play or so at the end of the game when you're up by whatever score you're up. I wouldn't have an issue if a quarterback dragged a couple extra seconds, but if you start getting about 5, 6, 7 seconds, now you got an issue.
All right, Dale, there's the week.
He clearly agrees with me, thank you.
I don't know how clear that was.
What?
Yeah,
maybe
I don't
not.
Think so.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Right back to the calls with you guys in just a couple of minutes. Michael Irvin, next hour, Dale and Keefe with Diossi, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hey, he's coming. 1 second.
I'm a bigger guy. Shime's got a little meat to him.
You're
because
a moron.
You're a moron.
Getting you through your workday, it's Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
You remember this one? Because I don't, Steve.
Is this Rikishi, maybe?
Bang.
Wow, yeah, look at you.
How about that?
Well done.
Hello. It's too cool.
Yeah, that right. When he was doing the sunglass bit and the
Scotty
dancing.
Scotty Too Hottie.
And Brian Christopher. Maybe.
There you go.
May he rest in peace.
617-779-7937. Let me give you a quick update. We mentioned about the Tuukka Rask thing. General Manager Don Sweeney has met with the media here in the last few minutes. He said that Tuukka's leave of absence is not health-related, quote-unquote. He also asked that all respect the player's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess it's a bit ambiguous. We assumed all along it was not Tuukka health-related.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's all he means.
Right, I don't think you're going to speculate on a family member or anything like that.
But,
you're not going to really get that information.
And plus, if it was a Tuukka health-related scenario, wouldn't that
be
something?
IR.
Yeah, IR, or would there be something that you would want to discuss with eventually with the media, unless it's something, I don't know.
Well, speaking of that, Don Sweeney also, when he was meeting with the media, finally acknowledged what we all kind of thought anyway. That Charlie McAvoy has been in the concussion protocol since October 18th. He was on the ice today over here at Warrior for the first time in a long time. But this almost it almost feels like this goes back to preseason. He missed a game on the China trip. You know, has been trying to play through it or started the season trying to play through it. We all thought that there might be a concussion involved, but none of us knew.
Mm-hmm.
And in McAvoy's case, he missed time last year because they had a heart procedure.
Yep.
And, you know, when you don't know what's going on, your mind is going, what? Does he need another heart procedure? What is it? Sweeney did confirm today that McAvoy has been on the concussion protocol since October 18th.
So what is that protocol for the in the NHL? What is it, similar timing? Is there?
Yeah, see, there's no timing aspect of it. It's, you know, you got to be cleared before you can – you can do physical activity and then cleared before you can go out on the ice and then cleared before you can take hits. Today was the first time I know of that he's been on the ice, skating in a couple of weeks.
Well, this is one of the very rare times where you're almost relieved it's a concussion, only in the sense because of the heart stuff that he was dealing with. You didn't really know. And when they're so vague and they're like, oh, upper body, you're like, your mind can go a million different ways. So it's a concussion. Unfortunately, you add him to the list of guys like David Backes. Even if you want to go back to early Patrice Bergeron, his career, like there, it's just, we talk about it all the time in football and for good reason, but in the NHL, there are guys that their careers, I mean, we had Mark Savard on our show last year. You know, there are guys that their careers go completely sideways.
It's not McAvoy's first concussion scenario, though, is it? I mean, there was another time I thought I remembered one. But
I don't remember. I mean, I knew he had the heart
was not
open heart surgery, but he had a procedure last year.
Right.
That involved his heart. Yeah, he talked about it.
I could be mistaken, but but you know, once you're in that, and you absolutely have to be. It's easier. The next one's easier. Is all I'm saying. The next concussion is even easier. So there's no hurry. Again, another one of those injuries. There's no hurry whatsoever.